Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On this Monday, September 16, 2024, I am in the building to playmaker here for another edition of Shooting Lights Out. And final two games left. WNBA season. Tuesdays and Thursdays. That'll be the end of the WNBA regular season. And then we'll be getting ready for the playoffs. But there's still one spot left to grab. That A spot is still up for grabs, and the sky, the misses, and the dream will have two chances left to claim that spot. Who will take it? We will find out, and we're going to talk about who has the best chance of claiming that eighth and final spot. Also, Asia Wilson has done something that has never been done in the WNBA. You know I got to talk about it. We're going to talk about the greatness that is Asia Wilson. And plus everything else that took place over the weekend to get us to where we at now here on this lovely Monday. So those of you who know, thank you all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. As always, thank you for the growth in our YouTube channel, the Playmakers Blog YouTube channel. If you're listening for the first time, go ahead and hit that subscribe or hit that notification bell. So anytime we post something new from the Playmakers Blog Network, you can be right here listening in and getting it going. Also, you can also catch this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you find your podcasts at. And those of you who like to listen to your sports shows on the radio station, 502 American Angel up in Indiana, and then the Real Rise Radio up in northeast of the United States, up in the New York, New Jersey area. Shout out to my boy, Wise Hefe. Thank you, sir. The head man in charge of the Real Rise Radio. You'll be hearing this episode this Friday on Real Rise Radio. No, this Thursday on Real Rise Radio. You'll be hearing this on 502 American Angel on Friday. So it's a lot to get into, okay? And the way our things are going with the schedule sets up perfectly, which it should, I will be doing a special show getting ready for the WNBA playoffs because I got to get you ready for WNBA playoffs. But that's later on in the week, probably towards the weekend or Sunday, because the playoffs start, I do believe, this Sunday coming. But I have the dates for you and all that. But let's go ahead and get started to it. And the first order of business is, you know, I got to give you your news and notes from around the hardwood. And to begin, be starting in the men's college rankings. And Kansas guard Shaquille Moore broke foot. Could miss up to 8 weeks, man. It says Kansas guard Shaquille Moore could miss up to 8 weeks after breaking his foot in a pickup game, potentially leaving the Jayhawks without a second guard to start the season following El Marco Jackson's knee injury. The Jayhawks are the front runners to become the preseason number one in the AP Top 25 poll, opened against Howard on November 4th. Moore began his collegiate career at NC State before transferring to Mississippi State, where he averaged 7.9 points last season. He committed to the Jayhawks shortly after Jackson tore his pectoral tendon, which will cause him to miss the upcoming season. Another guard down for Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. Man, you hate to see this happen, but what can you say? Injuries happen a lot. It just happens, okay? Hopefully, both you, Moore, and Mr. Jackson, y'all can get safe. Y'all can get healthy and get a full recovery. I know Jackson, he will miss this season. So, major recovery for you and Moore. Hope you get ready so that by the time we get to January, the new year 2025, you can step foot on the court in a Jayhawks uniform. All right, moving right along here. And we have the NBA Expense Coaches Challenge reviews on out-of-bounds play. It says here, the NBA has expanded the permission scope of Coaches Challenge review on some out-of-bounds bounce play say Tuesday that if a foul should have been called on the play, it can now be assessed shortly after the fact. The Leeds Board of Governors approved the move as its meeting in New York after it was unanimously recommended by the Leeds Competition Committee last week. The NBA Commissioner Al Silver was scheduled to speak about the meeting later Tuesday. The changes will take effect this upcoming season. So you will see that anything that involves an out of bounds and foul play would be under review. And this is the and this is why this is came to about. The review change could happen. The review change could have come into play at least once in last season's playoff game when Dallas Mavericks guard Kyrie Irving, you know, fouled Minnesota Timberwolves Jaden McDaniels, and the ball went out of bounds. No foul was called on the play, and the ball ended up touching McDaniels' legs, in which Dallas was rewarded the ball because it went out of Daniels, even though Kyrie Irving actually fouled him. So this is why that is taking place. Could be a smart move by the NBA, could be a bad move by the NBA. We don't know how these things go when they make these type of rule changes, but it will be interesting to see how they go about it and how the changes will affect games going forward. But a good move, though. Got to make that. Sticking to the NBA, but heading to the West Coast with the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers to have number 44 banned on uniforms in Jerry West's honor. The Lakers will honor Jerry West, number 44, for all 82 games for the upcoming season. The team will wear bands with West's number 44 on the left shoulder of their uniform for the 2024-2025 season, the Lakers announced on last Tuesday. West, who played all 14 years of his Hall of Fame career with the Lakers and later served as a coach and highly successful executive with the organization, died in June at the age of 86. And those of you who want to see the picture of it, that's what it will look like when the Lakers take the court this upcoming season for all 82 games. You will see the number 44 band on the top, I would say top left corner of their uniforms this upcoming season. RIP to the great JRS, great executive, great player. You did a lot of great things in the league for the NBA and for all the teams that you covered, including the Los Angeles Lakers. All right. South Carolina, UConn celebrate basketball titles at the White House. President Joe Biden honored the 2024 NCAA basketball champions South Carolina and UConn last Tuesday at the White House. Celebrating the two powerhouses program most recent title run, South Carolina went 38-0 to win their latest title. And as for the UConn Huskies, 37-3 as they went back to back. All right. So shout out to y'all. And that's a tradition that should not be stopped, having the NCAA champions go to the White House. I don't know if they did it later than usual because it's almost around the time the season's about to start. A little late, if I do say so myself, but hey, no worries. They got to celebrate at the White House. They got their earned visit to the White House, so we are not going to complain at all about that, and we're just going to keep it moving forward, okay? So great job to the Don State and the South Carolina Gamecocks, Dan Hurley, and the UConn Huskies. You get to go to the White House and celebrate it on last Tuesday. NBA expansion will be on table, just not yet, says Alex. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said last Tuesday that there wasn't discussion on the expansion at this week's meeting for the Leeds Board of Governors, but that topic will be addressed at some point this season. Saying, quote, there was not a lot of discussions in this meeting about expansion, but only largely not for lack of interest. It was that we had said to them that we're not quite ready. Close quote. So there could be an expansion coming in for the NBA. We just don't know when. We don't know when the Board of Governors will say, let's just add a 31st and a 32nd team to the league, which actually will tie with the NFL because they have 32 teams in their league. NBA only has 30 right now, currently. And if they do was to add it, where are we going to be at? I know one thing what a lot of people are saying, they want Las Vegas to get an NBA team. To coincide with the reigning defending WNBA champion, Las Vegas Aces, which we'll talk about in the next segment. and probably for the rest of the show, because what Asia Wilson has done with them has been ridiculous. But I know Vegas, but who's going to beat the other team in the East? You know, you got to have a balance in the East and West. So who team you going to have in the East? Okay. So I'm looking forward to that, but I'm glad to say not yet. Not yet. I like that. All right, now let's get to the women's college game, because this one is very touching and kind of heartbreaking all at one time. Gonzaga's Lisa Frontier has breast cancer, intends to coach. Gonzaga's coach Lisa Frontier announced Tuesday that she has been undergoing treatment for breast cancer, but intends on coaching this upcoming season. Frontier made the announcement on Gonzaga's social media pages and said she was first diagnosed in February. A little over a month before the Bulldogs made a Sweet 16 run in the NCAA tournament. She says, quote, on February 6th, we found out that I had breast cancer. It was very unexpected for our team and for our family. But at that time, we're right in the middle of a very epic season, and it takes a while to figure out what to do next. When you hear something like that, that kind of news, close. Quote, my thoughts and prayers go out to you, Coach Frontier, as you battle through breast cancer. Hope you have the strength and the will to coach through the season. And if you don't, it's all right to step away, because we understand that the battle that you're going through. But if you are able to and you want to coach, we are right here for you to coach your Lady Bulldogs to another epic season as you fell short in the Sweet 16 of the Elite Eight. But if not, we definitely understand why. So our thoughts and prayers are with you, Coach Frontier, as you battle through this treacherous disease known as cancer. Sticking to the college ranks, Oklahoma State men's hoops to be part of Bedlam series. Former conference rival Oklahoma and Oklahoma State will face off in the NA men's basketball game on December 14th at the Paycom Center, home of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The schools competed for decades as members of the Big 12, but Oklahoma left for the Southeastern Conference back in July. The game will be part of the Bedlam series as a competition that spans through all sports throughout the year, except for football, which is interesting. Oklahoma State holds a 13-11-1 all-time advantage over their rivals, Sooners. It's going to be something to see. So, Oklahoma State, December 14th, 11 days before Christmas. Circle it on your calendar. Bedlam in basketball, men's basketball at that. Have fun and enjoy that game right there, okay? Staying with the Big 12, Boise State among four schools to join the Pac-12 in 26-27. I did say sticking with the Big 12, so to say sticking with the college ranks. That's what I should have said, but hey, things happen, my bad. Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and Fresno State. So basically all the states in the Mountain West. We'll join the Pac-12 in the 2026-2027 academic year, they announced Thursday. The Pac-12 Board of Directors unanimously approved applications from the four Mountain West schools, which will join Oregon State and Washington State. The two conferences remaining schools from the league's collapse in the summer of 2023. So we're just going to add all the states? Is that what we're doing? We're just going to add all the states? And I do all the states? Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Washington State, Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State. You might have to change the name. You can't even be the Pac-12 anymore. You're going to keep adding all the things that got states in it. Call yourself the State Conference. Jeez. All them states in this conference, which is quite interesting to say the least, but hey, the Pac-12 is not dying without a fight. They are continuing to fight, even though as of right now, nobody really cares. You only got Oregon State and Washington State, so. But you have four more schools at it, okay? And it's possible they can get two more schools. They're looking at Gonzaga, which is a very good choice, especially for basketball reasons. They're trying to see if they can get Stanford and Cal to come back from the ACC. I mean, it would help financially in a way, so they don't have to travel to the East Coast a lot, like Cal had to travel all the way to play Auburn, even though they won that game. Don't get me started on that. This ain't Wednesday. Nevertheless, it's going to be a lot of traveling for Cal and Stanford if they stay in the ACC. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot of traveling. It's a lot of traveling. But we'll see what they do and whatnot. All right. But we'll see. All right. But Pac-12 is still trying to go. They're not done yet. Like I said, they're looking at Gonzaga. They're looking to recapture Cal and Stanford. I don't know. I haven't heard no other school, but I do know those three main schools that I heard that they are looking to add to this. But I can speak on the football side on Wednesday with Baron Dr. Greta, because I'm going to say this again. But finally, back to the NBA where we started at. Or back to the NBA where we finished it. Isaiah Okua agreed to a 3-year, $38 million deal to stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers and restricted free agent for Isaiah Okua agreed to a 3-year, $38 million contract extension on yesterday. No, say that back, Saturday afternoon. That would allow Okua to stay with the team that drafted him when he came out, well, I want to say 4 years ago. So that's good for him, and he was a nice part of that team that made it, that made a nice run in the playoffs before Osmi getting ousted. So they are keeping the quarter guard. So you still got Davante Mitchell, who you signed to a 3-year, $150 million contract. You still have Evan Mobley, which you gave 5-year, $224 million. And you made sure that you kept your sister Jared Allen with 3 years and $91 million deal. So now we get to see what they look like under new coach Kenny Atkins, who will replace coach J.B. Bickerstaff as he was fired at the end of the season. Now we'll see what Cleveland will look like with their main crew stay together under their new head coach. So good job by the Cavaliers keeping their team together. Very nice job. And that will do it for Ron Hardwood. Now we're going to take a break here when we come back. Recap the weekend that was in the WNBA. And we're probably going to talk about Asia Wilson a bit, because Asia Wilson, she's a beast. We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan, join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe. Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shining Lights Out here on this Monday, September 16th, 2024. We got our news and notes out the way. Now it's time to talk about the W. That's why we're talking about the WNBA, because they had a full weekend. Friday, Sunday. Nobody played Saturday. And so we're going to begin on Friday. As we see, the Mystics took on the Dream, getting a very important win. The Aces down the Fever yet again. The Storm take down the Wings. The Lynx gave it to the Sky, and the Suns gave it to the Mercury. All right. But out of all these games, maybe two games that I want to talk about. First game, big dub, big win for the Washington Mystics. That win on Friday against the Atlanta Dream down in the ATL. Sorry to my brother, Kuma Kane. I'll be seeing him in a little less than 4 hours for Monitor Wrestling. Join us on that. Real Play Caller Sports Talk channel on the YouTube channel. All right. That win put them in the eighth seed over the Dream and the Chicago Sky. If you're the Washington Mystics fans, you're currently controlling the eighth seed after what happened on Friday. Big win. Very big win for them. Brittany Sykes, 20 points to lead the way as the Washington Mystics fought Valorant all the way back. At one point, there was the dumpster fire of the WNBA. They was destined to get the number one seed, the number one pick, and possibly being a running for Paige Beckers. So now they are this close from making the playoffs. Shout out to my brother Eric Wilson. The Mystics got it together. Somehow, some way they got it together. And plus the Dream and Scott decided to free fall at some point during the season. But nevertheless, yeah, they coming. They are coming. Speaking of the Sky, we understand. It's the Minnesota Lynx, one of the top two teams in the league. This is what they do to people. And I'll be talking about them again shortly because they played another game that was of different importance for different reasons. But yeah, I mean, Nofisha Collier, 20 points, 8 boards. You got 14 from Courtney Williams. Alisa Smith gave you 11 and 12. You mean it's just a wolf girl for Chicago, man. You don't have Angel Reese anymore. Kennedy Carter gave you 17 to lead the way. Camilla Carter, 16 and 10. I like that. I know you've been up and down during your rookie season. That's what's expected, but hopefully next season we can be more consistent and have the Twin Towers do damage for the Chicago Sky and Camilla Cardoza and Angel Reese when she comes back from her season-ending wrist injury. So I'm looking forward to next year, what the Sky look like with Angel Reese and Camilla Cardoza with a year under their belt, and see if they can keep Kennedy Carter and probably add some more shooters to their team. You shouldn't have traded Maria Aubrey. You should have kept her. That was your 3-point shooter. And ever since then, you have not been putting up the points that you're supposed to. By the way, she's having a blast over in Connecticut right about now. Just to let you know. You should have kept Maria Marbury, but you didn't. And now you're suffering as a result of it. You lost Angel Reese. It's not going well for the Chicago Sky right now. That was Friday. Let's go to Sunday because there was no game Saturday. Every team in the W played yesterday. Every team. All 12, as you can see right here. That's why you had 6 games. The Fever took down the Wings. I will talk about Kate and the Clock in a minute. The Lynx beat the Liberty in New York. The Dream paid back the Mystics in overtime. Mercury beat the Sky. Aces, the defending champ, took down the Suns. And the Storm did what they supposed to do, even though it was a close game. They did what they supposed to do and to beat the Los Angeles Sparks. Now, before I go to this, that Dallas and Fever game, Caitlin Clark dropped 35 points. I think she had 35 points, 10 plus assists or rebounds. I can't remember which one it was. And she made 5 threes. That is the most. The 35 points is the most ever scored by a rookie in WNBA history. So yet again, Caitlin Clark breaking another record. And she did it at home this time, which is a good thing. The home crowd got a treat. I don't know if they might be their last home game, but he's probably have one more. Kevin Clark, 35 points, 8 assists. She was 10 for 22 from the field, 16 from 14 from 3-point range. Set another record for a rookie's. Most points ever scored by a rookie in a single game, 35 points. Surpassing Cheryl Swoops, who did 34 back in her day. Make sure I get my Kevin Clark in there. But let's go to this one because the Minnesota Lynx yet again, beat the New York Liberty. And you say, hey, they only won by 9. Well, not even that close. As you can see here, you look at the first quarter, really down 13 after one. Down 13 at halftime, could be scored the same amount in the second quarter. And then was down 24 going into the fourth quarter. Let's look at the player statistics, shall we? Breonna Stewart did what she did. 38 points, 18 boards. Can't ask for much from Stewart. Definitely can't ask for much from Stewart. Let me see. Belanger Nadine, she only gave me 5. JJ, 9 points, 5 boards. Courtney was inefficient. Only played 15 minutes. And Sabrina. You're my star. When Stewie hangs it up, you're the star. You're the face of the franchise, Stewie. Breonna Stewart, not Breonna Stewart, but Sabrina Nescu. You're the face of the franchise. 4 for 21. 4 for 21. 2 for 12 from 3-point range. We need better, Sabrina. We need better. If we're gonna catch you that elusive WNBA title, we need you to be the go-to. We know Stewie gonna be Stewie, you know, regardless of what the case may be. Stewie can find her way into the game. We need you on point. And speaking of the JJ, we can't win a championship if you ain't on point either. 3 for 7. The fact that you only took 7 shots is kind of debilitating as it is. I need you taking Stewie and Sabrina combined for 48 shots. Can like 10 of those go to JJ? Like, can we like divvy that up some point, somehow, some way, so that JJ's involved in the offense? Because when she's not involved in it, it doesn't work well for us. It just doesn't. Thought we'll figure that out by now, but you know, it is what it is. For the Minnesota Lynx, Lavisha Kaye, 18 points, 13 boards. Bridget Carlton, 19 points, 5 and 7 for 3-point range. This time, when Kaden McBride, that was killing us from 3-point range, it was Carlton killing us from 3-point range. Speaking of McBride, she hit 3 for 5 from 3-point range. That's pretty much all her points, 11 points. Courtney Williams gave you 15. You had 4 starters for the Minnesota Lynx, gave you double-digit points. 4 starters. Hey, I know some of y'all probably like, why is you wearing? Your team is 31-7 on the season. Let me show you why. We have lost the season series to the Minnesota Lynx. We beat them one time. We played 4 times. The one that you don't see is the Commissioner's Cup. Guess who won that one? The Minnesota Lynx. And guess what I would say? In New York. They have beaten us twice in New York and once in Minnesota. That is not good. Minnesota has a number. That's not good. And the way things are looking, it's looking like we might get the WNBA Finals rematch in the semifinals. And if that goes according to plan and we beat the Las Vegas Aces in the semifinals, we're going to see the Minnesota Lynx in the finals. That is not good. We need to find a way to get past Minnesota. Well, unfortunately, there's no more games in the regular season. So we got to figure it out if we meet them in the WNBA Finals. To see if we can get past Minnesota to win a freaking title that we have never won. So, yes, I am concerned. Because you're talking about we're probably going to get whoever wins the A seed to go against us in the first round. Most likely the back-to-back reigning WNBA champion, the Las Vegas Aces, you know, WNBA Finals rematch in the semifinals. And then most likely see Minnesota in the WNBA Finals. And if that happens, home court don't matter because they already beat us twice in New York. 3 games in New York, they won 2, we won 1. The one time we played in Minnesota, they drilled us, as you can see back in May. 84-67, and I remember that game because Kaylin McBride went off on us from 3-point range. So, yes, Wise, if you're listening, and you're probably going to be listening to this on your radio station, I am concerned about our New York Liberty. Because if we do somehow get past the Las Vegas Aces in the semifinals, if everything stays the way they are, and I will show you the standings later, we're going to have to see Minnesota in the WNBA Finals. And they have been kicking our ass. They have been kicking our ass. Look at this. 84-67. 88-79. I forget what the score was during the Commissioner's Cup, and that wasn't even close. I knew that game was over by the third quarter. And I watched that game on Amazon Prime. They've been whooping our ass. And it's not a great feeling. The one time we beat them, we held them to under 70 points. When they got over 70, they got to 80 and they whooped our ass. So, yes, I'm worried. As much as we won 31 games. And only one of them games we beat Minnesota. Only one. That's... I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about my New York Liberty. It's like this year's the year of me being worried about my teams because I can go ahead and tell you this right now, even though this is a basketball show. Football is not going the way that I want it to go right now, okay? And you will hear about that on Wednesday when I talk college football because my Gators are. Florida is. I don't know what to say about Florida. And then on Thursday when I talk about the Los Angeles Rams on Remedy Talk, yep. Even though my New York Liberty are 31-7, I am concerned because we got to deal with New York. We got to deal with Minnesota at some point in time to get to a championship. I'm in this trance, and Snowman was watching Hill to test it because this is one of his favorite things. This is like 2021 all over again for me when I watched the Rams and they could not beat San Francisco to save their goddamn life. And I'm frustrated and I'm upset because I'm like, for us to win a Super Bowl this year, with the Super Bowl being in LA that year, we have to beat that damn team up north, which is the 49ers. NFC Championship game, guess who the Rams had to play? At home against the San Francisco 49ers. Thank God Aaron Donald found a way to get past them, and we went on to win the Super Bowl. I'm getting that feeling with the New York Liberty when it comes to the Minnesota Lynx right now. If we're going to win a WNBA championship, we got to get through them to get there, to win it. This is what I'm feeling right now. Now, maybe that may be a good thing. I don't know. Because we still got to deal with the Las Vegas Aces, who's starting to find a rhythm, and Andrew Wilson's tearing the goddamn league up, which I'm going to get hurt in a minute. But in my fact, let me do that right now. That's before I get to that. The Atlanta Dream, they paid back the Washington Mystics for that loss in the ATL. They went to the D.C. area and gave them a loss. So they now 13-25. Much needed win for the Atlanta Dream. And as you can see here, Tina Charles led the way. She led the way with 20 points, 10 boards. You got all your starters outside of your other four starters for the Atlanta Dream, all scored in double figures, 14 from Ryan Howard and Jordan Canada. You got 12 from Alicia Gray, and you got 14 from Hermann. So, good balance scoring for the Atlanta Dream. You needed a win. You got it in overtime. Now you tied with the Washington Mystics and the Chicago Sky, because Chicago Sky took another L, and they lost to the Phoenix Mercury earlier, but I don't have that up here. So now we get it's getting interesting. But we're going to talk about more about that in our final segment when we get ready to show all the games. Now we get to this big win for the Las Vegas Aces as they defeated the Connecticut Suns 84-71. They are literally two games behind the Connecticut Suns for the third spot in the standings, which will be the third seed. And they could get it, depending on what Connecticut does with their last two games, what they is doing their last two games. But that's not the story. Asia Wilson, 29 points, 9 boards. 13 from 25 from the field. Did not connect on none of her three-pointers. Yep, Jackie Young gave you 13. Kelsey Plum gave you 14. But it's all about Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson, she already beat the Fever. They swept the Fever. So all this talk about Caitlin Clark and Nate and Asia Wilson fighting for MVP. Caitlin Clark didn't have beaten Asia Wilson at one time this year. They have not beaten the Las Vegas Aces one time this year. So guess what? They're not going to catch the Las Vegas Aces in the standings. So that battle is over with. Okay. Nafisha Collier, Asia Wilson. I love Nafisha Collier, what she's doing for the Minnesota Lynx. That injury hurt her a bit. It is too much of a gap to catch her when you got injured like that and you missed that many games. It is what it is. But even with all that being said, if y'all didn't think the MVP race was over now, even though I told you months ago it was over, my boy Cole Johnson told you it was over, Cole McCain said it was over, Eric Wilson said it was over. If y'all ever had a question to this point right now, which you shouldn't, I'm here to tell you this race is over, kaput, Kampitsky, all of it. Because Asia Wilson is the first player ever in the WNBA to score 1,000 points in a season. Don't talk about MVP. Don't even talk about Defensive Player of the Year. Those races are done, cut and over with. If it's not unanimous, something's wrong with y'all voting. The first ever WNBA player to score 1,000 points in a season. Y'all, put some respect on this lady. This is the greatest WNBA player in this generation today. To do something, Candace Parker, never done it. Sheryl Swoopes, never done it. Diana Taurasi, who's still playing, never done it. Maya Moore, who I call my goat of the WNBA, never done it. I think that's going to change. Asia Wilson's about to be the goat of the WNBA, and nobody should even have a problem with that. Lisa Leslie, as dominant as she was when her LA Sparks, she never done it. I just gave you Sheryl Swoopes. I just gave you Maya Moore. I gave you Diana Taurasi. I'm going to give you Cynthia Cooper, Lisa Leslie. What else you want to talk about? We can throw T. Witherspoon's in there, who's the head coach of the Chicago Sky. We can throw that in there. Matter of fact, we can throw her coach in there, Becky Hammond, who was good in her days. We can throw a lot of people out there. Nobody, Candace Parker, none, has dropped 1,000 points in a season until Asia freaking Wilson. Y'all better get with it. Y'all better understand. She is the best player in the WNBA. I don't care about what Caitlin Clark has done to the game. What Caitlin Clark has done to the game has allowed people to witness the greatness of Asia Wilson. And by the way, she has beaten the Indiana Fever all time since Caitlin Clark got drafted. Caitlin Clark, Indiana Fever has not even beaten the Las Vegas Aces. There's nothing nobody can say to me or to anybody that knows basketball. MVP race, done with. She's going to win MVP. She's going to win defensive play MVP. And if the Aces get back to the finals, the way that she's rolling, they might go back to back to back WNBA champion. And if they do, she's going to win finals MVP. Like she did this past season when they beat the New York Liberty in 4 games, she won the finals MVP. And deservedly, even though Brianna Stewart won the league MVP. Yep, man. Yep. Y'all stop playing with her. Y'all better stop playing with her. Y'all better stop. There's nothing y'all can say. But except give her her flowers while she's balling and busting everybody's ass in the WNBA right now. Asia Wilson, you are the best there is in the WNBA. All right, you keep doing you and you rock and roll. You do what you got to do. In a way, I do hate saying that because I do want my New York Liberty to finally win a title. But I'm not finna, but I ain't gonna front Asia Wilson. She's like my favorite player in the WNBA, if I'm being all serious. I watched her when she was at South Carolina under Don Staley. I watched her when she got drafted. I was like, oh, Lord, they drafted her. Oh, this is gonna be nasty. And then you add a Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young. It's just, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to stop her. She is unstoppable. She might go down as the most dominant WNBA player to ever play the game. That's how dominant she is. And there's nothing to it. Nothing. She dropped 29 against the third best team in the league, which is the Connecticut Sun. 29. All you clock sexuals, y'all better wake up and realize that girl in 22 out in Vegas is something different. She is something different. All right. Now, with that being said, let's get to the standings. As I said, my New York Liberty 31-7, 2 games above the Minnesota Lynx, which is 2 games left. Third is Connecticut Suns, followed by the Las Vegas Aces. You got the Seattle Storm, the Indiana Fever, who have won 20 games this year, which is congratulations to y'all. The Phoenix Mercury, and then you have Washington holding the 8th spot over Chicago and Atlanta with all 3 teams sitting at 13-25. Now, how would this work? There's 3 teams fighting for 1 spot, playmaker. So who will get the last one? Well, that's what we're going to get to after this commercial break. And we're going to talk about who can possibly win that final AC and get a date with the New York Liberty in the first round of the WNBA playoffs. Most likely, we'll be back.
I love you, you morons. You kids from the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag,
where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay, man. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank y'all for still tuning in. If you're watching us on the Facebook channel, the Playmakers Bar YouTube channel, on the Playmakers Bar Facebook channel, or on my personal LinkedIn page, thank y'all for tuning in. If y'all have the chance to go over to the Playmakers Bar YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button so that every time we go live or we post a video on our YouTube channel, you can see it right then and there, and you will keep up with all the content that we're creating. All right, now. One order business left. We are down to the final two games of the WNBA season. The first half will be on Tuesday. We have five games on the docket. The Minnesota Lynx are in Connecticut to take on the Suns tomorrow. That's at 7 p.m. On NBA TV at 7 p.m., the New York Liberty are in the Capitol to take on the team that's fighting for the A spot and currently holds the A spot, the Washington Mystics, in at 7:30. The other two teams currently fighting for the A spot. Chicago Sky in the ATL to take on the Atlanta Dream. That is a very, very important game, what I will get to in a minute. On NBA TV after Liberty and Mystics, you have the back-to-back reigning champions, Asia Wilson and the Las Vegas Aces. They are in the Pacific Northwest to take on the Seattle Storm. And then on CBS Sports Network at 10:30, the Phoenix Mercury, they are in LA to take on the LA Sparks. All right, that is Tuesday. And then your final day for the WNBA season is Thursday, September 19th. And you have all 12 teams playing. The Mystics will be hosting the Indiana Fever on Prime Video at 7 p.m. Depending on how Tuesday game goes, that game could have a much more of a importance than anything. As well as the Chicago Sky are in Connecticut to take on the Suns at 7 p.m. On NBA TV at 7 p.m., the New York Liberty are hosting the Atlanta Dream. As you can see on Thursday, depending on how Tuesday go Thursday, all three teams that are fighting for the final playoff spot are all playing at 7. You have the missed this plan on Prime Video, you had a dream plan on NBA TV, and if you are a regional broadcasting station for Chicago or Connecticut, you probably get the Sky and the Suns game. And then the other three games, the Sparks, they are in Minnesota to take on the Lynx. The Wind, they are in Vegas to take on the Aces. And then we're going to run it back between the Mercury and the Storm, this time in the desert. All right? Now, there's only about one thing. It's the eighth and final spot. Dream, Mystics, and Sky fighting for the spot. And currently, the Mystics hold it over the Dream and the Sky, with all three teams are being at 13 and 25. Now, you asking yourself, why is the Mystics ahead of the Sky and the Dream when they all got the same record? Well, that's when research comes into play. So this is how it would be determined. If any team at the end of the year with a matching record following, the following will be used to determine the tiebreaker. Number one, head-to-head, okay? Well, you got three teams tied, so head-to-head can't really matter that much, all right? Then you have conference win percentage, which is number two on that list. And with that being said, as we have Ernest Boyd joining us. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ernest Boyd. And he says, I strongly agree that AJ Wilson is her the best in the WNBA, without a doubt. MVP and the physical player of the year. There's no questions on that, sir. That's not even a debate. All right. Now, if we know we got 13 sides, but we can't use head-to-head because that can go either way. Number two is conference win percentage. So when I go to the win conference percentage, the Washington Mystics, they are 6-12 in conference. Chicago Sky are 5-13, which is worse than the Mystics. And the Atlanta Dream are 5-13 in conference. So by conference record, that's why the Washington Mystics are above the Sky and the Dream. And then from there, if they're all tied for some reason, win percentage against all teams with 500 or better record will be determined. And that doesn't help. Point differential in head-to-head games. And if that doesn't help, we got the coin toss. I have a feeling 3, 4, and 5 would not come into play at all. I just have a feeling 3, 4, and 5 is going to be head-to-head and it's going to be conference record, because the remaining games for these three teams, whoa, somebody's losing. For sure, somebody's losing. All right. Now, here's what the Mystics and Chicago Sky series look like. Well, the Mystics, 3 wins, Chicago 1. So if it comes between the Sky and the Mystics with the same record, the Mystics would get the A spot of the Chicago Sky because they beat them 3-1. That's not good for Chicago Sky fans. I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes. Now, let's look at when the Mystics and the Dream get together. We are tied 2-2 in this scenario. And once we are tied 2-2 to head-to-head, we'll go to conference record, which the Mystics have over the Atlanta Dream with a 16-12 record to with a 6-12 record to the Dream's 5-13 record. So not good for the Dream as well, which means the Dream got some work to do. And then we get the Dream in the Sky. Right now, the Chicago Sky have a 2-1 edge over the Dream with one game to go. I will get to that game. But first, let's look at the Washington Mystics. They have the New York Liberty tomorrow, 7 p.m. on NBA TV. Then, on Thursday, to close out the season, they are hosting the Indiana Fever. They could very well easily lose both of them games. One team is the top team in the WNBA. The other team is the most dangerous and surprising team in the WNBA, in the Indiana Fever, with Caitlin Clark. So it's very possible that they can go, but they are 13. They can go 13-27 this year. It's very possible. If they win, listen to me carefully, Mystics fans. If you win one of these games, if you upset one of these teams, if you upset the Liberty, if you upset the Fever, and you both at home, if you upset one of those teams, you are in the playoffs. If you get one, you just need one. You just need one. If you get one, that is it. That is a done deal for the Dream and the Sky. It's over. There's nothing they can do. You just need one. You just need one. If you can get one, you're good. Now, with that being said, I'll give it a 60% chance they go 0-2. They lose both to the Liberty and the people. I give it a 60% chance because you're talking about one team and the New York Liberty. My New York Liberty, they are fighting for the number one seed because Minnesota's on our ass and they've been kicking our ass. We cannot lose to the Washington. If we can beat the Washington Misses tomorrow, we take home court advantage throughout the entire playoffs. If we lose to the Washington Misses, that gives Minnesota the opportunity to snatch the one seed from us. I don't want that. I don't want that. So we do have something to play for. And the Indiana Fever, if I'm looking at their record, they are 4.5 games behind the Seattle Storm. So it's quite possibly that you might not see Caitlin Clark or Leo Boston or Kelsey Mitchell that game because they cannot catch the Seattle Storm. But, however, they are a game and a half ahead of the Phoenix Mercury, which that could play a part in Chrissy's side decision as well. Because if they lose to the Mystics and Phoenix go 2-0, guess what? They could be the 7th seed. And they'll get to see Minnesota in the first round. If not, they stay at the 6th seed and they get to see Connecticut. Who knows? This is what makes these final two games very interesting in the WNBA. Because seeding matters in this moment in time, right about now. Not only the fight for the 8th spot, but seeding matters just as well. That's the message. Let's go to the sky. We're going to get to that sky and dream game in a minute. This is how Bell. We're going to get to that game because I'm going to tell you what that game really is. And then after that, they go to Connecticut. And Connecticut won that 2nd seed. And they already lost to Minnesota. So they're gonna fight as hard as they can to get that 2nd seed. I don't like Chicago chances. I don't like Chicago chances in this one, especially that last game at Connecticut, and then both games are on the road. See, the Mystics, they are at home for the last two games. Chicago on the road for their last two games. So that's like, ooh, Lord have mercy. Not a good way to end the season. But they got to get tomorrow first. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And then let's go to the dream. After their game with the Sky tomorrow, they are going to New York to take on the Liberty. If the Liberty beat the Mystics and capture the number one seed, we can see Breonna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, and John Curry Jones, and pretty much Balazs and Nathan Hamilton, too, all rest that last game and not have to worry about playing that final game. Get some rest. Get your legs back under you. Recuperate because we got to Sunday before the playoff starts. That's a good amount of rest. If they can win tomorrow and take care of the Washington Mystics, so that last game could be in the favor of the dream, depending on how tomorrow goes. Because you're talking about it, just to say hypothetically, my Liberty do take care of business and they beat the Washington Mystics, which opens the door for the dream, opens the door for the winner of the Chicago Sky and Dream game. Then you're talking about Thursday, starters don't play, they're getting a rest day. So they'll be talking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that's 4 days to get the Liberty gets a rest before the playoffs start, which could work in the favor of the Atlanta Dream and my co-host, Coop McCain. But here's the interesting part. This game right here, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, 7 p.m. That is not 7:30. This is not being nationally televised, by the way, which I think it should be because this is the most important game for Tuesday. The loser of this game, they are done. If the Sky wins, the Dream are done. If the Dream wins, the Sky are done. It is simple as that. They're done. Because you're all tied, and you're talking about a lot of things that can happen. The Sky will be in Connecticut on Thursday. I don't see them winning that game. Unless the top three seeds are already solidified. Meaning we got New York at 1, Minnesota at 2, and there's nothing Connecticut can do to get up to number 2. That's the only thing. That's the only thing. And if I'm living correctly, let me go back and look. The Minnesota Lynx, they are playing Connecticut. So that's a very huge game for both teams, okay? If the Connecticut Suns come back and beat the Minnesota Lynx tomorrow, all that final game for the Chicago Sky is very detrimental to them. Because the Sun going to come out playing with everything they got to make sure they capture that 2nd seed if they can beat Minnesota tomorrow. So tomorrow is going to set up everything for Thursday. But I do feel this is the de facto elimination game right here in the ATL tomorrow at 7:30. The loser of this game is pretty much done for. All right. The loser of this game is done, and we're going into Thursday with a two-team race. If the Mystics don't beat the Liberty, which I don't think they will, because we're trying to capture that one seed, and we can win against the Liberty, against the Mystics tomorrow, we capture that one seed, we have an interesting battle going on right here. So this is where we at for the playoffs, for the race for the eighth. All right. Speaking of playoffs, like I said, here I got the dates for you and how the playoffs will come about. Round one will begin Sunday, September 22nd, with all four matchups starting at the same time, starting at on the same day. So all game ones for the playoffs will begin Sunday. Game twos, you have a couple of game twos in Tuesday, September 24th. Some other game twos will be Wednesday, September 5th. And then if there are game threes, because round one is the best of three. Round one is the best of three series. I want to make that clear. Round one is the best of three. First team to win two games, they move on to the semifinals. So if there are game threes, it'll be the 26th or the 27th, okay? Then the semifinals begin September 29th. You know, you got September 29th, October 1st, October 4th, October 6th, and October 8th. Because that's now the best out of five. Semifinals and finals are best out of five. So those are your dates, and those are your dates of when semifinal games will begin and finish. And then you have the WNBA Finals, presented by YouTube TV, which begins on Thursday, October 10th. Just less than a month away before the WNBA Finals are here. And we're talking best out of five, okay? And that schedule is game one, October 10th, game two, October 13th, game three, October 16th, four, October 18th, and game five will be October 20th, okay? So that's the schedule for the WNBA Playoffs. I will reiterate this on a special edition of the Shooting Lights Out when we get ready for the playoffs, when everything's solidified and done. And we'll get you ready for the NBA playoffs. But with that being said, that is all the time I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching here. Remember, you can catch this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and whatever else you listen to your podcasts at. Also, 502 American Angel, Friday nights in primetime action. And the Real Wise Radio, Thursday nights in primetime action. Thank y'all, and I will talk to y'all later this week to get you ready for the playoffs. I will talk to y'all later. Deuces.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.